up to 50% off everything.
Right now.
At Topshop.
And Topman.
Complete your look.
Or bag a new one.
With up to 50% off everything, online and in store.
From must-have denim
to summer's best dresses
and casual wear to chilling.
The up to 50% off event at Topshop
and Topman.
Now on, so don't miss out.
T's and C's apply.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Kelly, working again from her home studio. Did you just roll out of bed and walk over to the mic? Is that
no?
Is
I've
that
been
where we're
typing
working
up the Katy Perry blog.
Oh yeah, yeah,
which is published right now.
Oh well, look at that, Katy Perry. Yeah, officially has now given birth to Daisy Dove Bloom.
Yep.
Is that why she named her song Daisy? I wonder. Didn't she have a song a few weeks ago called or
I
a couple
do
months ago?
So we are connecting the dots now.
Daisy.
Uh-huh.
A little foreshadowing
but
there.
I will admit, I am naked under my robe.
Ah, okay.
And my hair's in a towel.
Look at you. You are...
So I don't know how I'm going to adjust when I do come back to the studio, having to fully clothe again for the show. it's kind of nice.
It'll be a change having to actually put pants on.
It's going to be a change.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I'm just, I do not have a robe on.
You're naked under your clothes, though, right?
I am naked under my clothes.
There you go.
But I am fully clothed.
We are more the same than you think.
Then we are different, yes. Look at that. All right, yes. Well, thank you for offering that up, Kelly.
You're welcome. I'm just trying to paint a picture.
Might be a couple people passing through about running off the road. Thinking about you naked under your towel. So, all right.
Hey, everybody.
There she is.
Naked under a towel or under a robe radio show.
Yes, professional radio right here.
A pink fuzzy robe.
All right. Today on the show, it is Throwback Thursday, so that's exciting. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
8:30, we go and throw back to songs you haven't heard in a while, and it's all on your request, so that's good stuff there. So, we got that around 8:30 before that. It's the 7-year lie in free therapy. We got some setting the bar stories and yeah, just a bunch of other stuff we'll toss in there. So, you can, look forward to that here.
We fill
on
the cracks
show.
With stuff.
We
yeah.
fill the cracks with stuff.
We speckle it.
Including, feel good stories. So yeah, we do that, every single hour here as well. So Kelly K, what do you got?
So, saw this post on an Instagram feed. It says, a group of 9 women who call themselves the 9 Nanas kept a secret for decades that not even their husbands knew about.
Mm.
For 30 years, they met at 4 a.m., anonymously paying bills and buying clothes for people in need and sending them care package, each of which contained a homemade pound cake and a note that read, somebody loves you.
So wait, they were sneaky baking and sending
yes.
little care packages?
Yes, and paying bills and buying clothes for people in need. And so I did some more digging. Turns out they were first profiled by their local news. This is in Memphis in 2012. So at that point, they had been doing it for 30 years, and they're still at it.
Oh.
It's so great. So it's nice that that's getting circulated again because it's a great story. The 9 Nanas secretly, like, feel-good ninjas.
The feel-good ninjas.
I mean, that's really what they are. It's so great. I'll tweet out the story. I'll tweet out the story from 2012 so you can read more about them.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's pretty great.
All right. Good stuff there. Little Nanas underneath there without their husbands knowing.
That's right.
That's crazy. They are like the 9 Ninja Nanas. You can always ask Alexa to play 99.7 DJX. You can get our podcast. You can get our individual segments. You can get live radio, all that right there. On WDGX.com, click listen. Did you see what Macaulay Culkin tweeted out yesterday?
Sure did. I think it's great.
He said, hey guys, want to feel old? I'm 40. And of course, Macaulay Culkin is the kid from Home Alone. That's where everybody knows him from.
Exactly. I mean, when you think about it, that is such an iconic movie. So many of us grew up with it. And then, boom. I'm 40, guys.
I'm 40. So, yeah, his birthday was yesterday, turning 40. Of course, Macaulay Culkin is going to turn 40 in 2020.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. So, might need to... just a slap in the face sort of reminder of time keeps marching on, right?
Sure does.
All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, it's Setting the Bar, and we always give you a Setting the Bar story that is an example of what not to do, okay?
It's a life lesson.
Yeah, this is the story of a mother's love.
Okay, there's really not a lot that moms wouldn't do for their children.
That's right, that's right.
And there should be some boundaries.
And this is an example of one mother's love coming up here in your Setting the Bar story. In just a few minutes on 99.7 EJX, Setting the Bar. This is a love story, kind of. It's also an example of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without being caught by your wife cheating. Oh, that's rough.
Oh, that is really rough. Dang.
With your mom, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up?
Listen, I'm going to glaze over a lot of the details of this.
Okay, please, and thank you.
But it's the story of a 64-year-old Cheryl and her 43-year-old son, Tony.
Oh, God, they should know better.
Listen, Tony's wife caught them, and according to them... it just happened.
Okay. All right. Listen. They accidentally forgot they were related? Is that what they're saying?
Neither one felt upset about it. Of course, in Massachusetts, where they live, that sort of act is could be 20 years in prison if convicted.
Oh, wow. That is a stiff penalty.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I'm sorry. And I really, really... Remember one time when we were talking about how deep a mom's love is? I want to take that back, too. I want to take back everything I said about a mother's love. Oh, God!
This is...
this is so awkward.
This is not a... Like, how does it go from... Hey, Tony, I'm really proud of you, son.
Yeah, no.
To... Come over here and give Mama a hug.
Oh, God! Stop talking!
Oh, God.
Stop it!
Oh.
My mind's telling me no.
Oh, my gosh! No, 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 no,
no, no, no,
no. Again, there are details to this that I'm, like, not getting into because, yeah.
No!
Debbie texts in and says, I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Yeah, I get it. Roxanne texts in, gross. Bree says, I think I just puked. Yeah, listen.
Oh, wow.
These Setting the Bar stories, we give them to you as a goal to set.
Yes, I feel 100% confident. All of us today will avoid this fate.
So this is the story of Cheryl, Tony, and Tony's wife. In Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without being caught cheating by your wife. Oh.
That is bad enough. That is bad enough.
With but your mom. Oh.
Your mother-in-law shouldn't be someone that you're worried about being a rival.
That's Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. It is 7:06. Kelly started the show without any clothes, just a robe and a towel on. So how are you this morning right now?
I have upgraded to some jammies.
Okay.
I put underwear on. The whole deal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. You know, you said it before. The transition back to when we are in the same studio again is going to be rough for you.
It's going to be real rough because I'm moving even further away from the studio. So it's going to be a longer drive. I'm going to have to get up way earlier and put actual clothes on and things, and that's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This whole working from the home studio thing is kind of convenient right now. So
it's been glorious.
All right.
I mean, I miss you, Benji, but
right,
you didn't
sure.
make me breakfast. My husband makes me breakfast. And I cuddle with my dogs.
You're right.
I see my children.
I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
I don't make you breakfast.
It's hard to compete with that. I mean, yeah, why would I want to leave this?
I don't know. I don't know. All right. So we do feel good stories every single day, every single hour throughout the morning. All right. Kelly K, what do you got?
I came across this. This is an amazing idea. And I'm going to toss this out there to Katy Perry and any other people who have really young children.
Mm-hmm.
So a person named Sage said, when my son was born, I created an email address for him. Every achievement and photo taken is sent to that email. When he's old enough, he'll get the password and he'll have all of those memories.
Oh, wow.
What an amazing idea. I mean, that's like scrapbooking right there.
You know, one of the things that I, like we did create like email accounts for our three daughters.
Yeah.
When they were young. However, we never did that. That's a great idea.
Oh,
We did it mostly just to like save their email account address.
Oh.
Like so no one else could take
it.
We just wanted to lock it in.
Got it. Yeah. No, I started off with the greatest of intentions of creating a journal.
Yeah.
And I would write things like when things happened that I really wanted to make sure I remembered, I'd write about it. I was not entirely consistent.
And then hashtag life.
Yes, exactly. Then life takes over. So this is a great way to kind of easily preserve those memories without like putting a ton of effort into it or, you know, getting cute pieces of paper and stickers and making actual really cute scrapbooks that I had the intention of doing as well.
That's pretty cool.
I know. Yeah, great idea. So just toss that out there for any parents. I thought that was great, so I'm putting that in my parenting binder.
You know by now that Jimmy Kimmel taken a hiatus there, and there have been several people who've been filling in for his night show. Well, Jason Derulo was a guest host for Jimmy Kimmel last night. Now, Jason Derulo, you may know him from TikTok, and that's all. And then, actually, he's got the song Savage Love that we're playing right now, which started as a TikTok song.
Well, yeah, and we've played a million of his songs before.
Yes, yes. However, we don't play a whole lot of them anymore.
It's been a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was pretty big on the radio about 10 years ago and has since found a fame with TikTok now.
Has it been that long that he was a mainstay?
Yeah.
Really?
Now he's doing monologues for Jimmy Kimmel.
There's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now in the world, and some of y'all are still trying to date during the pandemic.
Oh, Kelly, do you have access to your rim shot?
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Yeah, we definitely need...
Are you ready?
Yeah, wait.
Okay.
Wait, this is the setup. Okay, so Kelly's in her home studios.
Yeah.
She's going to provide the audio rim shot for Jason Derulo's monologue for the late night show.
And that does not sound fun. Now when a guy asks if he can get your number, he's talking about your temperature.
Okay, this is great.
That's helping, I
think.
This
is, I think, helping. Yes, Jason Derulo last night during the monologue.
103? Oh, nah, baby. Call me after Labor Day. Mm-mm.
Okay, this is fantastic. All right,
great.
Jason Derulo.
First dates have to be like an interrogation now. I mean, you got to ask questions like, baby, do you be wearing a mask when you go to the store? And is your name Karen?
Mm-hmm.
And if you do end up making a connection right now and you get married or whatever, it's going to be weird to explain to your kids how the story went. Well, son, I was trying to stay away during this Zoom meeting, and all of a sudden, this fine thing appeared in that left-hand corner, and we agreed to meet in an abandoned field.
Yes, that was great.
I was waiting for it. I was like, wait a second, was that it?
Wait, hang on a second. Was that the punchline? Was that the punchline? So yeah, Jason Derulo, I think maybe a budding late-night star. Who knows?
Don't think so.
With the leader of the band, Kelly K.
That's right. One more.
I never thought we'd be a rimshot morning show, but
here we are.
But here we are.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been married to my wife for about 7 years.
Okay.
And even before we were married, she always wanted a dog.
Gotcha.
And so, like, when we first met, I told her, I'm allergic to dogs. I can't stand dogs. So we would never have it. We would never have a dog. I mean, I'm not allergic to dogs. I just didn't want to deal with a dog.
Okay. So didn't want to deal with the dog. So you told your wife you were allergic. Gotcha.
I'm older now. I see all these people walking their dogs. And now I'm thinking that I would really like a dog. But now I don't know how to get out of this 7-year lie, even longer. It's like, you know, we were dating a couple of years, so this 9-year lie that I've been allergic to dogs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. I have a question. So people can develop allergies later in life. Can they also, like, grow out of allergies? Like, could he just say, okay, I'm not allergic anymore. We can get a dog. Yay. Is it that simple?
Maybe it's that simple. I don't know.
Is it?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he says, hey, guess what? Hooray.
It's a miracle.
No allergies. You know what would be poetic justice if he did find out that he actually was?
Probably. That would serve him right.
Text message, if you want, 502-571-9970. A listener says, tell him to get an allergy test, and it shows that he's not allergic. So, hey, maybe he plays the I just thought I was allergic to dogs card.
Okay. Also, another suggestion, get a hypoallergenic dog.
Oh.
Which I was kind of today years old when I realized there were certain breeds that were like that.
Aren't they hairless?
I don't know.
Because you can get a hypoallergenic cat, and it's hairless. It looks kind of like a sphinx or something. I don't know. Lisa rolls in. Why can't people just own up? Just admit that you lied because you decided to be a horrible person in that moment. Simple solution, LOL.
That's a really good point.
Yep.
Then we got so many great suggestions of hypoallergenic dog breeds. Karen sent us a really adorable pic of her Maltese. They're hypoallergenic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were mentioning Bichons, Shih Tzus. Oh, there's another picture, Kylie.
So look for a dog that's hypoallergenic to just continue the lie.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just like, let's just see, this shouldn't affect me. Labradoodles, anything with poodle apparently is hypoallergenic.
Okay, Nathan tweets, show up with a puppy and confess to lying. Don't lie to her again. She'll forgive you and be happy that she has a puppy.
Oh, the puppy buffer is really good.
I was going
to
say,
admit to your lie.
You can admit to just about anything if you are carrying a puppy in your hand.
Yeah, she'll forget it instantly.
doesn't matter if it's a wife or husband. Like, you can smooth just about anything over with a puppy.
Yeah, I don't know what you just said. This puppy's so cute.
That's funny. Anyways, if you want, I think it's a. And then there are a lot of people that are like, hey, you can kind of grow out of allergies.
Yes.
Another person texted in and said, hey, just take some allergy meds. Chances are you live in Louisville. Chances are you live in Louisville. You've got an allergy to something. So
yeah, we probably need them anyway. So
yeah, that's
why
true.
Not?
All right. if you want, you can comment at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter. It's free therapy on Throwback Thursday, by the way. Coming up here in just a little over a half an hour, we'll throw it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Played back to back to back to back. What are you listening to something, Kelly?
Where's the mariachi music coming from?
So I don't know if you can hear this or not, but I'm hearing this in the background. At Kelly's
husband.
Studio. No, that's
He's
funny.
On the other side of the door. All right. Start playing mariachi music. I don't know why.
One of the benefits, I guess, of working from your home studio, you've got ambiance noises that trickle in on the radio show there. on 99.7 DJX.
That added some flavor and culture, didn't it?
Yeah, yes. Flavor and culture is just what we need here on the show. I saw this. I actually saw this first as a meme. yesterday on Instagram, but it was a screenshot of a tweet that NBC News had tweeted out.
I did see that.
Announcing the that not only Kevin Hart, but also Usain Bolt both had tested positive for the coronavirus. But here is the thing. The news story was saying Kevin Hart tested positive. I'm sorry. Usain Bolt tested positive for the coronavirus, but it was a picture of Kevin Hart on the article. And so
he reacted so perfectly.
Yeah. And so the screenshot on the meme was just like 2020 wrapped up in a nutshell kind of like thing. And he kind of talked about it on his Instagram, just saying
he said, "I must have gotten really fast and tall overnight. I want to take advantage of this moment and race anybody in the world. We can bet whatever. I'm also no longer doing comedy due to my Olympic training schedule."
I get that. So like I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, how do you make that sort of mistake? And then and so I see their because they apologized, NBC apologized, and they said, you know, hey, it was a bad technical glitch in how the photos show up. And I was thinking about that. I was like, you know what, that may have some merit to it, because when we post up articles sometimes on social media, it gives you several different options, or it has a bunch of different photos that are there selected. And then when you hit post, it just picks one of the random ones and attaches it to whatever you're doing. And then you see, you're like, oh gosh, no, that has nothing to do with my article. And then you have to remove it and all that stuff. So apparently that did not happen with the NBC tweet. So
we need to check and recheck before we publish.
Yeah. You know what? And that is a lesson just for anybody. When you're posting on social media, check and double check before you hit post.
Check your facts.
All right, Kelly Kay, what do you got?
So this is pretty fantastic. A mom who is doing some remote learning with her teenage son has kind of come up with a unique way to make it fun. She does morning announcements over their speaker in their house.
Welcome, student, to the first day of online school. This is your principal, Mom.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
Today we are doing end of the day announcements because Principal Mom decided to sleep in this morning. Morning announcements. Choir auditions were held this morning, but unfortunately you did not make it. The only person to make it was me.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So she just gets on her little intercom there in her house and makes the morning announcements as the quote unquote principal.
Also asks him to rise for the national anthem, which is Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, 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 Baby Shark, 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 Baby Shark.
You get out, Baby Shark, Shark.
And keep in mind, her son is a teenager.
Yeah.
So it's great. You can see the video we've got up on the website, WDJX.com. She's my new hero.
Love it. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. My name is Ben. I'm here at the DJX studio. Kelly is there in her home studio.
Hi there. I'm waving.
Christina texts in and says, do I hear one of the pugs snoring?
You do.
I used to have a pug. Yeah, it's funny. The randomness of just, I guess, working from your home studios is you get some of the ambient noises.
Yeah, see, Poppy, she is really not happy unless she's in my lap, and then she's the loud breather slash snorer. And then Piper, she is content to be, like, right below me on a pillow, but then she occasionally whines because she gets jealous. Okay. Yeah, so it's constant battle, you know.
That's funny.
Trying to keep him happy.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. All right, so we're, into day three now of NTI for JCPS, and they're already having to switch up how they're doing it, thanks to some hackers here from Wave 3.
JCPS will switch from Google Meet to Microsoft Teams after some problems on the first day in some middle and high schools.
Yeah, so there were some students that were kind of hacking into classes that they weren't supposed to. And then
I saw some screenshots. It was not good.
And disrupting the lessons. So they're having to do a quick shift. Like, okay, well, whoops. Let's make it a little bit more secure.
JCPS says a majority of their schools and classes had no problems. But some JCPS teachers face an unexpected issue.
Yep. So what we think happened is that students were able to get the password, the codes to get into other classes that they were not assigned to, and disrupted the classroom in a variety of different fashions.
Yeah, that's Renee Murphy there from JCPS. And I'll tell you that this isn't just unique to JCPS or schools. Like, this has been a problem since virtual world started happening, you know? Zoom, there have been so many different stories of Zoom and people hacking into other Zoom calls and getting naked and all sorts of craziness and stuff like
yeah,
that
it was
happening.
It's kind of disgusting, though, what some of the things that had happened. And you just want to make sure that your kids are safe and don't see anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, yeah, they're switching that up. So Microsoft Teams is going to be the new live online learning starting next week there with JCPS and NTI as they are doing the first 6 weeks of the school year virtually. All right, so it is that time. It is that time of the week when you can just sit back and you can let memories take over, because songs are like memories, right?
Yeah, it's a freight train of fun. You just punch your ticket, hop on board.
Punch your ticket, hop on board the freight train of fun known as Throwback Thursday. Your requests make up our playlist at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970 on text.
JX.
All right, your requests make up our playlist. Angel rolls in with a little peaches and cream XOXO. Oh, okay.
Sassy. I like it. And delicious.
Kiss and hug, kiss and hug. We got you.
Kind of oatmeal.
Yeah, Throwback Thursday here. Yes, on the side of you. Throwback Thursday. Right next to you. On 99.70 JX. Yeah, we don't play the entire song on Throwback Thursday. It's just the tips of the songs.
Kind of savagely short on that one a little bit, I gotta be honest.
Really? You needed more? You needed more?
Hello.
Nancy rolls in and says, I look forward to TBT every week, but today is my birthday!
Oh, yeah!
All right, so how about When I Grow Up, Throwback Thursday? Fun song. Throwback Thursday. Jennifer rolls in with Ready to Jump on That TBT Train. Toot, toot!
There it is.
Need some
conductor. Punch the ticket.
Grenade by Bruno. We got you. Throwback Thursday. That's how we roll here on 99.70 JX. That is not very socially responsible. Bruno there. 99.7 DJX. Kim rolls in. How about a little I kissed a girl in honor of Katy Perry's new baby girl? Yeah, we got you.
Oh, there you go. She did kiss a girl. Her little baby face.
Throwback Thursday. Weird hearing that song, knowing it was dedicated to Katie's new baby girl.
Yeah.
99.7 DJX.
A little bit. Hey, can we give a shout out to Ribless Chrissy?
Yeah, sure.
She said, being as tomorrow is the 3-year rib anniversary of me becoming Ribless Chrissy, thanks to Ben, and two, having the rib removed, play me something good, real good.
Oh, wow. There's some pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Okay. Get to a text from Jessica that says, taking it back to the Electric Cowboy days.
Oh wow.
Oh, Dirty Dixie. Gotta play Bedrock. Take me back.
Oh, you say assy.
Throw that. Wow. Okay, made that shoe fly, girl. All right, I don't know what that means. Probably an inside joke.
Know,
Throwback
Jessica,
Thursday.
It is, girl. Good.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. I feel like we need to take it back to the original for the 3-year anniversary of our listener Ribless Chrissy becoming Ribless Chrissy.
What's the OG?
The OG, obviously.
Yes,
Scars.
Scars.
Throwback Thursday. Sorry, I let it linger a little too long there. Throwback Thursday.
You did, a little bit.
I'm sorry. 99.7 DJX. You got a follow up?
Yeah, from Jessica. So, you know, she was talking about the Electric Cowboy days. She gave a shout out to KK. She said that song came on. She tried to do the splits in the middle of the dance floor and her shoe flew across the whole bar.
Man, Electric Cowboy memories right there.
Oh, I wish. I wish I would have seen that.
Didn't they have a bull that you could ride in there?
I feel like they did.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't know. Evanescence coming out with new music here soon.
Really?
Throwing it back to their original on DJX. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Get to a text from John. Trying to live out my boy and dream. I'm thinking he's saying boy band dream.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Needs Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, we could do that. Because we're Throwback Thursday right now. Throwing it back to songs you haven't heard in a while. Back to back to back to back.
Yes, John. Live out your boy band dream, John.
Do it right now. Throwback Thursday. Backstreet's back. All right. All right. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Get to some tweets here real quick. From Kayla, he says, y'all got any Mary J. Blige family affair?
Oh, God.
Which makes me want to know more about the whole, my friend of mine got cheating.
Who was he cheating with?
I know. Oh, I love it. I love it. Actually, no, don't tell us anymore. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I just want to think about it. Throwback Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday party. Let's get it. Celebrating
no more drama in our lives. Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Your requests make up our playlist, so if you don't like what you are hearing, then change it. Super easy. Chana rolls in and says, hey, what you got for Jay-Z? LOL.
LOL.
Okay. How about H to the Izzo? B to the
Izzo. I think that's appropriate.
All right. Throwback Thursday's on. 99.7 DJX. Ho! Y'all got to feel me. Throwback Thursday. Look at that. That was before he was Mr. Knowles. Anna rolls in. How about some Baby One More Time? Hashtag Free Britney.
See,
yes. Did you see that her sister is now part of her...
She's trustee.
Yes.
Yes. That just means that if Britney passes, she's in charge of getting her money to the kids.
All right. All good. Throwback Thursday. Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Leslie is rolling in. She needs to hear some Gaga and Beyonce.
Gaga and Beyonce.
Gaga and Beyonce.
Beyonce. Did I put the accent in the right place? Or I would just let them sing. Throwback Thursday. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. What is this about the newest The Mask Singer coming in?
The Mask Singer has a premiere date September 23rd and all new characters. You can read all about it at WDJX.com. Very exciting.
All right. He played the what? The turtle? Jesse McCartney?
I think so.
All right, Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Throwback Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah. your requests make up our playlist here, DJX. Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin. With the boom, I want Scott busy in the Burger King bathroom. My favorite part. It's 99.7 DJX. Needing some Chris Brown. Okay, yeah, we got you. It's Throwback Thursday here on 99.7 DJX. Yeah. And a few more minutes, if you want, get your requests in at Ben and Kelly Show. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Aaron rolls in with a text. Hey, as long as we're educating the kids. We just played Humpty Dance.
Oh, wow.
How about a little Rump Shaker? Oh. Okay, kids. This is Rex and Effects. It's called Rump Shaker. It's on 99.7 DJX. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Boom, and a boom, boom. Just check your body. All I wanna do is zoom, zoom, zoom. Throwback Thursday. On 99.7 DJX. Oh, it goes so fast. It just goes so fast.
That was a freight train of fun, wasn't it?
I will say that we did get a request for Take Me Home. just a good old oldie song. Are you talking Take Me Home, West Virginia?
Yeah.
Rocky Mountain.
I don't think we have that.
I don't know if we do that.
I don't think we have it.
I don't think
By the way, I did post some video of how lit the studio was with my dog snoozing in the background while the party was forging on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard your pug snoring during Throwback Thursday, so we literally didn't wake your dog. That's how lit it was.
You heard me yelling. I'm yelling. They're still snoring.
Okay. All right.
It's lit.
Well done. Okay.
You can see it on Instagram.
All right. There you go. Instagram. What is that? At Ben and Kelly Show?
Yep. And DJ X, the check the stories.
All right. There you go. All right. Kelly K, what do you got for us?
This is a really cool story of a message in a bottle found after 35 years.
Wow.
I mean, this is crazy. So Brad Walksmith was kayaking in Delaware. He spotted the bottle bobbing in the water. Opened it up when he got to shore.
My friend Jeff said, I think there's something in there. So when we got to shore, I pulled the bottle out of the back of the kayak, opened it, and found the letter.
Yeah, so when he noticed that it was dated August 1st, 1985, he went to the local historical society, helped him get in touch with Kathy Riddle, who had signed the note. She said that the bottle was tossed in the water at Prime Hook Beach, which was just a few miles from where it was found. So they were both kind of surprised that in 35 years it hadn't traveled farther.
With the tides and the way, the amount of storms that come through here, tropical storms, nor'easters, hurricanes over 35 years, you would expect that maybe that wouldn't end up in the same waters.
That's wild.
You know? I know, isn't that crazy?
So it's like,
it's kind of cool though.
Where was it hanging out for 35 years?
Just bobbing around. Nobody noticed it.
That's funny.
So yeah, we'll tweet out the story if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. It sounds like Kelly's typing out the script as I'm saying it. Working in her home studio there. All right, so small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without running a Krispy Kreme donut through the glazer 25 times and then eating it, you're doing okay.
Listen, on the surface, it sounds like something I kind of want to taste.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know necessarily if this is in the setting the bar category or in the feel-good category, because really no one was hurt in this whole thing.
No, but when you look at it, it's aggressive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of icing.
There are some Krispy Kreme employees that decided, so I don't know if you know anything about how Krispy Kreme donuts get that glaze on top of it, but they come out of like the fryer and they go on like a little conveyor belt and
it's a glazer machine.
Yeah, and the glazer machine, and it goes under kind of a shower of glaze, but they only go through once, and that's the glaze
that's
that you
all
get.
All that's needed.
Yeah, so this employee there's a video of him just kind of picking up once it comes out of the glazer and putting it out on the other side and letting it run through again. And
he said it was a slow day at work.
Yes. And doing that like 25 times.
It's a big ball of icing.
Of sugar.
Yeah.
So then they tried to eat it. And I guess out of the four people who tried it, there were only about one who could actually swallow the bite. Way too sweet. So
yeah, three just kind of took like a bite and was like, I give up.
Yeah.
I call it a day. I think my teeth are going to fall out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But kudos to them for trying it. I mean, what an experiment.
Kind of like that. Yeah. So again, I don't know if this is kind of a setting the bar story or just a feel good story or just.
It's a niche story. Aimed at people who work at Krispy Kreme. Yeah. Is that our audience for this one?
I guess so. If you can manage to make it through the day without running a donut through the glazer 25 times, then you're doing okay. Kelly K, what do you got?
Have you ever given Fiona any of your beer?
Oh, no, but I did have a friend who would pour a little of his beer into the dog's dish outside and the dog would drink beer alongside him. Yes.
Well, a new product is aiming at that crowd who, you know, people that want to share beer with their four-legged friend. Bush Beer introduced a new beer actually made for dogs.
Oh.
New 12-ounce canned drinks of dog brews have ingredients like bone-in pork butt, whole corn,
okay,
celery, basil, mint, turmeric, and ginger, all in a drinkable bone broth.
So it's beer for dogs.
Yep, going to come in 4-packs, sold online for $9.99. Supplies last for every case of dog brew sold. Bush is going to donate $1 to Best Friends Animal Society, up to $50,000. So they're doing some good with that as well, helping out a charity.
All right, that is good.
So there you go. You can drink a little brewski with your dog and know that it's made for them.
Okay, wait. But you aren't supposed to drink this beer,
no,
dog beer.
It's made for the dogs. Like, you keep your regular Bush, and then this dog brew the Bush is making is for the dog.
Gotcha.
Just don't get them confused.
Okay. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. WDJX.com. Click listen. You can get the entire show. You can get every individualized segment right there as well. So if you know exactly what you're listening for, like if you want to just catch the free therapy, you can do that. You can go right to it. You can hear some others. Setting the bars, same thing. So WDJX.
They're in snackable bites or the whole buffet.
Yep.
You can, and they're nicely categorized too.
Get the whole buffet if you want.
There you go.
So a little bit later on this afternoon, I'll see you out at Jeff Mall in a socially responsible, masked up sort of way with the Army recruitment. So helping you get a job there from 4 to 6. I'll be hanging out there at Jeff Mall right off Outer Loop. So if you want to come by and we can give each other virtual high fives and fist bumps, then that would be cool, too.
This is not good for you because you were awkward when people could hug and stuff. And now what are you supposed to do? Just stand there and wave?
That's what I do.
So weird.
I am so weird when I'm out in public at appearances like that where I just wave at people. And they, a lot of times, I would say 90% of the time, maybe even higher than that, they have no idea who I am or why I'm there. And so I'm just waving randomly at these strangers that are walking by. And they're like, keep walking, honey. Keep walking.
Who's that person? Why is he waving?
Why is he waving? So anyways, I will be doing some awkward waving there this afternoon. Tomorrow,
that'd be great.
On the show, it is You Laugh, You Lose. It is all tied up. Kelly on a now 2-game losing streak.
I'm in a downward spiral.
Will she recover?
I don't know.
Will she regain the lead and the crown and the trophy?
Will she use a rim shot?
That may be unfair. But something that you'll have to tune in for tomorrow about 7:45 with You Laugh, You Lose. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.